It is 4:14, time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Sarah, hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today on the Wiki Corner?
Well, I'm getting a little tired of ending the week with a celebrity death, because we did last week. We talked about Bob Saget and Ronnie Spector last week.
Right.
And today, Meatloaf passed away.
I saw that.
And Louis Anderson.
And Louis Anderson.
What the heck?
What is happening?
This is not a good start to 2022.
Hollywood is falling apart.
Betty White, too? Yeah. What in the world is going on? Anyways, so you were very upset about Meatloaf. Like, you told me almost everything that I'm going to talk about, because you were like, you had already looked him up on Wikipedia this morning.
I woke up to the sounds of Chuck Kelly's voice, as I do very
often.
I often do. And the first news he delivered to me this morning was that that he had passed away. And I was like, oh my gosh, Meatloaf. And I didn't realize how much I don't know. Like, I don't think about Meatloaf a lot. You know?
No?
But I was really kind of, I remember I watched him on Celebrity Apprentice, and I really liked him on Celebrity Apprentice. And I like his music, but I mean, I'm not like a super fan.
Right.
But I did your job, and I thought, Sarah's probably going to talk about him today. So I went and I didn't read the whole, it's a long Wikipedia article.
It's a very long Wikipedia article, yeah.
But I got the high points, and now I'm going to hear them again presented
I'm going to repeat them for you, because you already know all this. You told me all of it already.
I'll correct you if you
Okay, please do.
Off. Yeah.
All right, so Meatloaf, whose real name was Michael Lee Adai, was noted for his powerful, wide-ranging voice and theatrical live shows.
Oh, yeah.
His Bat Out of Hell trilogy, which included Bat Out of Hell, Bat Out of Hell 2, Back into Hell, and Bat Out of Hell 3, The Monster is Loose. That sounds like movie titles, by the way. They've sold more than 65 million albums worldwide, and more than four decades after its release, the first album still sells an estimated 200,000 copies annually.
That's incredible.
And it stayed on the charts for over 9 years, making it one of the best-selling albums in history.
That's incredible.
Yeah, so he was born in Dallas, Texas, on September 27th, 1947. He graduated from Thomas Jefferson High School in 1965, having appeared in several school stage productions.
Mm.
He also played football at the position of defensive tackle, and that's where he earned the nickname of ML. But when his weight increased, this was changed to Meatloaf.
Meatloaf.
Yeah, so that's where he got his name from his
started.
Football coach. So nice. So kind. What a nice nickname.
Yeah.
So after the commercial success of Bat Out of Hell and Bat Out of Hell 2 and earning a Grammy Award for Best Solo Rock Vocal Performance for his song I Do Anything for Love, Meatloaf nevertheless experienced some difficulty establishing a steady career within the U.S. This did not stop him from becoming one of the best-selling music artists of all time, with worldwide sales of more than 100 million records. The key to this success was his retention of iconic status and popularity in Europe.
Oh.
Especially
like
in
David
the United
Hasselhoff.
Kingdom.
Like,
right.
Oh, that's Germany.
Where he received the 1994 Brit Award for best-selling album and single. And he also, and I did not remember this, he appeared in the 1997 film Spice World.
Yeah, well, I didn't see that.
I've seen that film, but it was, again, 1997. So I did not remember that he was in that movie, but apparently he's like the bus driver or something in that movie.
That's what it says. The tour bus driver. Yeah.
He also ranked 23rd for the number of weeks spent on the UK charts in 2006. And he is 96th on VH1's 100 Greatest Artists of Hard Rock.
Wow.
So he appeared in over 65 films and TV shows. Like, that's crazy.
That's a lot.
Sometimes as himself or as characters resembling his stage persona. His film roles include Eddie in the Rocky Horror Picture Show in 1975. That's where I mostly remember him from.
Yeah.
And he was also in Fight Club, which I didn't remember that he was in that either, but he was in Fight Club in 1999.
Not supposed to talk about Fight Club.
Right. His early stage work included dual roles in the original Broadway cast of the Rocky Horror Show, and he also appeared in the musical Hair, both on and off Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
More recently, as you said, he appeared on The Celebrity Apprentice in 2011, and he was also in an episode of Elementary in 2017.
Didn't know that.
Yeah.
He was on an episode of House also, I think I read.
He was. Yeah. A lot of random TV shows just popped up in.
Casting directors love Meatloaf.
I guess so. So Meatloaf was a vegetarian from 1981 until 1992.
A good long stretch.
Yeah. Discussing the confusion caused by his contrasting stage name and dietary habits, he once told Entertainment Weekly that there were vegetarians who wouldn't speak to him because of his name.
His name was Meatloaf.
Yeah, including Katie Lang.
Katie Lang.
There's a little story about that on his Wikipedia page.
Yeah.
But apparently Katie Lang didn't want to meet him because his name is Meatloaf.
And he was a big fan of hers.
And he was a big fan. I know. Kind of sad.
That's sad.
So in February 2020, Meatloaf posted on Facebook that he had intended to record a new album containing 4 or 5 new tracks. And then in November of 2021, he further elaborated that he and his band would be returning to the studio in January 2022 to record 7 new songs for a forthcoming album, which would also include live tracks over the years of his career.
Wow.
But at the time of his death, apparently no recording had taken place. Wow. That's kind of sad. That was in the works, but...
Last month he was talking about it and then...
Yeah. So no cause of death has been officially announced. At least I don't think so. Not since I put this together.
Not that I've seen.
But the singer's manager confirmed that he was supposed to attend a business dinner earlier this week, but the dinner had to be canceled because Meatloaf was seriously ill with COVID-19. So
it very well could be that.
Could be.
Or complications of that. I understand he'd had some surgery. I don't know if in the last year or so.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know. I don't know yet. Anyway.
But anyways, very sad, Meatloaf. He's 74.
74, yeah. And boy, you look at his pictures over the years, and there's different Meatloafs out there. There's long-haired Meatloaf, and there's short-haired Meatloaf, and there's, Meatloaf in suspenders.
What a voice, though.
Yeah, honestly, it is true. All right, you picked out a record to go along with Meatloaf.
Yeah, so we're going to play Paradise by the Dashboard Light.
Great pick. Sarah, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
It's Meatloaf and Paradise by the Dashboard Light. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that record?
Because we were talking about Meatloaf. Because he passed away today at the age of 74.
Yeah, very sad.
Yeah.
By the way, the female, the lady on that that song is Ellen Foley.
Right.
And we believe Ellen was another Broadway performer.
I think
who
they were
knew.
In a show together or something.
Yeah. So that's the mystery voice that is on that song. Let's recap 3 things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. You ready?
Yes.
Let's do it. Go.
All right. Meatloaf took his name from a nickname that was given to him by his high school football coach.
He appeared in more than 65 films and TV shows.
And his album, Bat Out of Hell, still sells around 200,000 copies annually.
Yes. Now we posted go ahead.
No, I was going to say even now, even though it was like 40, 50 years.
Yeah. Ago. It just keeps going. We posted about his death this morning on Facebook. We had a lot of comments, a lot of responses to it. Mary posted that she saw him in person when he performed in Sodus Bay, or at least the Sodus area.
I wonder where the heck he performed in Sodus.
I don't know.
It's interesting.
And I wonder when
it was. There's a lot of bars down there that have live music, but...
But Meatloaf,
I don't know. Maybe it was in his early days. I don't know.
But wasn't he? He was big back then.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. It's interesting.
And the name Meatloaf, it's funny. We were just discussing while we were listening to the song that, all the food is to be named after.
Right. Meatloaf.
Meatloaf is a very, there's a blob of meatloaf.
It's not an exciting food.
It's not an exciting food. And then we were thinking, are there any other artists that are named after food? And we couldn't think of any.
I don't know.
Like milkshake or... No? It's kind of bad.
I don't know.
All right, folks want to learn more about Meatloaf's hair. Where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog if you go to legends1027.com. Right. On the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
And recapping the week, Monday we talked about Key West, Winnie the Pooh on Tuesday, Janis Joplin on Wednesday. Thursday was the Commodore 64, and today, of course, the late Meatloaf. Hey, Sarah, thank you so much. Appreciate all your work on the Wiki Corner this week.
You're welcome.
Fresh episode Monday.
Definitely.
Looking forward to it. Let's see if we can keep all the celebrities alive for the next 3 days.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll do our part. All right. We'll check traffic and weather coming up next on Legends 102.7.